know that you have to receive, the prophet's reward, you have to receive the prophet. What is the prophet's reward? Look at Elijah. That's right. It's lambano. I love that word. I like Tecamo too. You embrace it, but there's something about lambano. I'm seizing it. Look at Elijah. Elijah shifted an entire nation. That's a prophet's reward. How about Jonah? An entire city repented. Can you imagine your city turning to Jesus? That's a prophet's reward. How about Elisha? Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. What did he get? He got the double portion, didn't he? And so you go through and you look at what God did in each one of those prophets' lives. That is the prophet's reward. And so you have to receive it first. If you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. But you've got to pull it down. It's yours, but you've got to pull it down. All right, so the sister with the scarf, what was your name, baby? Shirley. Okay, Shirley. Shirley, I'll tell you what I see in front of you is a lot of books and you reading and God giving you knowledge and understanding of what you're studying. And he's going to give you grace to learn, and you're going to be working with a lot of people. I see a lot of people in the coming days that are looking to you for answers. And God's going to give you wisdom beyond what you naturally know. And so it's like being a problem solver. There you go. God says, I call you as a problem solver. And so this is what you would put in the book. I am called by God to be a problem solver. I can learn and I can gain knowledge. And wisdom is my portion. All right, so that's what you do. You take the word and then you write it down and you remind yourself what God has said. Does that help you? Okay, good girl. All right, this sister here, what's your name? Sharon, I signed that book. Okay, Sharon. Sharon, I see like a field behind you where you have kind of trudged a path through. It's like a pioneer. Somebody that makes a path for others to follow on. And you are making a pathway for others to follow. And so it might be your family. It might be ones that you care about. But as you said, I'm going to serve God with all of my heart. And I'm going to do what pleases the Lord. It's like you're making that path for others to follow behind. And so it's not insignificant what you do, but God said, I place significance upon your life, and I'm stirring up gifts of healings. Gifts of healings are your portion. You will see healings manifest in the lives of many people around you. And so God says, that's why the going has been tough, because the enemy doesn't want you to reach that place of seeing the healings and miracles take place. Huh? But you are born to fight. Huh? So Lord, I charge her right now in Jesus' name with gifts of healings, working of miracles. Huh? And so that's what you would write down in your book. Begin to take down what God has said about you. How many of you know when you sleep at night, you can dream? Everybody dreams. We may not remember our dreams, but everybody dreams. Yes, we do. And why do you think the enemy would keep us up at night worried about things? Mm-hmm. He doesn't want us to. You know why? Because when we dream at night, God bypasses all the resistance in us to hear from him. And so you don't have, and some people say, well, I probably had too much pizza. Maybe I drank Coke or something and I had this dream. I say this, every dream, every single dream, and I've done hundreds and hundreds into the thousands of dreams, every dream has wisdom. Even if you think you ate too much pizza or you drank Coca-Cola before you went to bed, there's wisdom in the dreams, and God wants to give us wisdom. And so it's important. So that's why sometimes the enemy tries to trouble us at night. So I release a word over the daughters of Zion right here of sweet sleep tonight, that dreams would come and they would know, God, that you're talking to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, the sister in the yellow back there, what was your name?
Nelda.
Nilda. Nilda. Okay, Nilda. I saw somebody kneading bread, and it reminds me, years ago, my mom always made homemade bread, and there was the kneading of that dough, and then she would put it in the bowl after she was kneading and kneading and kneading, and she'd put it back on the wood stove, and it would rise again, and then she'd take it out, and she'd knead it again and again, and put it back, and she did that process over and over until I don't know when. But eventually, she would put it in the oven to bake. And when that bread was baking, it was like, I loved the smell of homemade bread in the oven. There's no smell like it. And there has been that kneading process in your life. In other words, there have been things that God has been working in your life, and it's brought you to the place where the sweet aroma, the presence of God, is coming forth from your life. What God has done in you is good, and what's ahead is even better. And I saw God delivering your family from some things on the outside that have held ones captive, even to the point of not feeling free in the family. There's been some abuse and things that have happened in the family line, and the Lord says, I desire to bring healing into the family, and it's going to be your prayers and love expressed in the family that's going to bring healing into the family. You know, it's kind of, and this is something I didn't do just now. I've done this several times. I remember taking candy bars. I went to like a Sam's Club or something, and I bought a box of candy bars, and I took it down to to the local police station, and I would take it to the post office, and I would thank them for their service. I mean, some people will never get a thank you, right? I love Acts 10:38. It says Jesus went about doing good. He did. He went about doing good. And so I had somebody, I tipped a waitress, and when I tipped the waitress, I gave her double what the bill was, because I enjoy doing that. And I'll give my grocery money to bless somebody. And somebody that was with me said, what are you doing? Why would you sow that into a waitress? And I said, Acts 10:38, Jesus went about doing good. How many know you can't argue with God? So I took these candy bars into the police station one day in our local town, and all of them dove underneath the desk. They were changing, the shifts, and I didn't even know it was a time for a shift, so there was a lot of officers, and they all dived for underneath the desk and on the floor. And I was like, what did I just do? I didn't know that it was the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing. At that point, I realized God wanted to use me to bring healing. And so that gesture brought a measure of healing to some folks that needed healing that day. Never underestimate what you do, because it does bring healing. And God is bringing a deeper level of healing into your own life. You were never meant to be abused and beat down. And the Lord says, I'm healing the broken places. And I'm going to cause you to arise as a woman who knows how to bring a healing word into family members. So Lord, and God remembers the family. And so, Lord, I bless what you're doing in her. In Jesus' name, amen. You are a good woman. A good woman. All right. Kim? Marie, sorry. I know there's a Kim here. Somewhere. Yes, there's Kim. She's your friend? Ah, all right. And there's a Kim behind Kim? Uh-huh, all right. Wow, cool. All right, so Marie. So Lord, I thank you for Marie and all that you've done in her life. Marie, I just had this picture of someone climbing a rock wall, and that speaks to me of somebody with determination, endurance, and stamina. And you are not one that's just going to give up because it's hard or it's difficult, but you are determined and you have endurance in you. And because you have endurance, you've got stamina to keep on keeping on. It's like what Paul said, having done all, you stand. Put on the whole armor of God. And the Lord is bringing you to a new realization of who he is on the inside of you and what he's called you to do. And the Lord says, you will be a liberator of many, and I will cause you to stand in places where you'll look around and say, I don't know how I got here, but I'm here by the grace of God. And so the Lord says, I'm doing a deeper work within you of having discernment and knowing what the Spirit of the living God is saying and doing. Remember what Jesus said, he would only do what he saw the Father doing. That's why he was always going off to pray. He wanted to see what the Father was doing, and then he would walk it out during the day. The eyes of your understanding are opening up, and you're going to see what you've never seen before. You're going to hear what you've never heard before, and you're going to perceive what you've never perceived before. And God says, I will break forth on the inside of you in a new way. And so, Lord, I bless what you're doing in this woman. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, while I just did a little bit of ministry with these here that hadn't received a word, I hope you all are writing something down. And then what you do is you add verses into it. Add the scriptures into it. I love Romans 8. God said, I will work all things together for your good. That's what he said. That's a promise for me. How about Psalm 126? This is a good one for you. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for you. So those are promises that God gives to us. How many of you know you can read the word 100 times, and then all of a sudden one day a verse pops out at you? Why is it? That's the Holy Spirit bringing life into the word that you have a promise. And so don't let it pass by the wayside. Remember the sower goes out to sow? Some falls by the wayside. Don't let those promises fall by the wayside, but you lambano those promises into your life. So that might mean you have to memorize a little bit. And never say, I can't memorize. Everybody can memorize. You know where your house is. It's true. You know who your spouse is. You know who your children are. You know who your family is. Everybody can memorize. And so take that out of your vocabulary. I can't. Take it out. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He gives me that ability to pull back into this realm. What's up there? Because it's in that realm. It belongs to me. And see, I believe that we're moving closer and closer to that day of seeing the manifestation of glory that's going to completely change the face of the church. So, well, I've heard that before. Well, you can stay in that camp and keep hearing it. But as for me, I'm moving forward with the wave of God and what he's saying, because Jesus said, when I return to the earth, well, where's faith? That's like what Charity read this morning. Where's your faith? That's an important question. Where is your faith? See, when it comes to my son, I begin to say, God, I thank you. You said that young man will walk up and down the Northeast Coast. You said revival fires will spark everywhere he goes. You said that he would be the greatest preacher this family has ever produced. That's what God said in a prophetic word. God said you will have great impact on the field of sports later in life. And so what was he doing? He had a trainer that got a hold of him from the Ravens and said, would you want to try out? So Rob is working with a trainer. The day before he gets arrested, the trainer says to him, you got this. Where is he right now? You know what I just reminded him of the other day? God said, you will have great impact on the field of sports later in life. It doesn't matter what man says, it matters what God says. And it can look the exact opposite, but I don't care what the devil's saying, I need to repeat what God is saying. Do not let the word leave your mouth, but mutter it. Repeat it over and over and over. It's not just holding it on the inside your mouth, you've got to use it for the kingdom of God. Understand what God is speaking to you. And so everybody that leaves this place today ought not to go down depressed. You got to grab hold of what God has said in your life. I know, does this get recorded and go out? Telling certain stories, but I want to tell a story right now. Okay, yeah, maybe you could take this one out. All right? Yeah. Yeah, take this out so I don't know. It's 2:40, so if that will help you in the time. Probably not. You are an amazing woman, and I am so mad at the enemy. I'm mad at the enemy. I couldn't tell you what year it was. I was ministering up in Toronto, and there was a guy in the way back under a balcony. I couldn't have told you what he looked like. I couldn't really see him. And I ministered to him out of, and I love this, Isaiah 22:22, where God says, I will give you the keys of the house of David, and I will open doors that no man can shut. At the end of the service, he waited around with his pastor, and actually it wasn't his pastor, but a pastor friend, to tell me that the word was very relevant for him, and it was just perfect. It's what he needed, and he was so thankful for it, and I realized at that point that he was a somebody. I mean, you know, sometimes, and that's how God does it with me. He brings me into places that I couldn't have arranged myself. So anyways, I said, who are you? What do you do? And he said, I'm a professional football player. And I said, ah, cool. And that day, it was the 49ers and the Ravens who were at the Super Bowl. And so he said to me, you're a prophet. Who's going to win today, the Ravens or the 49ers? And I said, well, it was the Ravens who fed Elijah. He said, no, my buddies are on the 49ers. You can't say that. I said, the Ravens got it. Well, a number of my son's friends, because I've done this for years on the Super Bowl, he's telling his friends, my mom calls a Super Bowl every year. And so they're saying, all right, tell us, because we want to bet some money. And so they're all voting for the Ravens, but it was the 49ers who were favored that year. And it didn't look like the Ravens were going to take it. And so near the end of the game, the 49ers are on top. And my son calls me, and he's with all these guys, and they say, the 49ers have it. And he said, what do you say, Mom? And I said, it was the Ravens who fed Elijah. I'm not changing what God said. And so all of the guys but one changed their bets. They all pulled out. Mistake. And one of the guys stays in it with Rob, because Rob kept saying, you got to believe my mom. I'm telling you, she's been right every year. She's been right. The guy leaves. He made a lot of money that day. The other ones all lost out. So this football player that I'm with, a couple months later, he sends me a picture, And he had wanted to get out of playing pro ball and go just training NFL players. That was his dream. But he needed 8 years of schooling to do it. And so 2 months later, he contacts me and sends me a picture, and he said, I got the job. Not only did I get the job I'm not qualified for, they're paying my schooling as I do the job. So he's going to school, training NFL players. It's one of the bases we have down in Tennessee. So he sends me the picture, and he said, this is the coolest thing. The place where the players come for training is called the House of David. And I have a key to every room in that building. So God said, I will give you the keys of the House of David, and I will open doors that no man can shut. So, cool story, right? So 2 years ago, about every year, he contacts us more than once, and we'll just say, what's God speaking to you? I like that. That someone in a place of influence is seeking the word of the Lord. And so some people are like, you don't do that. Well, you live your life how you want, but I'm okay with it. And so he'll contact us. And so about 2 years ago, I said, there's a major change coming to your life. And God's going to open a door for you that slammed shut. I don't know him. I mean, I only do a word every year. That's all I know. I don't know him. And so he said, okay, thank you. He thanks me for the word, and nothing happens that year. Last year, he contacts me and says, what is God speaking? And I didn't remember what I had given him the year before. The same word came out again. Very similar, worded a little different, but a major change is coming. And there was a door that once was open to you that closed, that God's now going to open back up to you. And so he contacts me, I don't know, maybe it was 4 months or so ago, and said, when he played NFL, he played CFL and NFL. That's a Canadian Football League. I didn't know what it was, so I'm telling you, in case you don't know, because I didn't know what it was. So when he said I played CFL and NFL, I was like, what's CFL? I didn't know. Anyways, he said, I used to play for them, and they closed the door on me, and I lost my job with them. And I said, oh. And he said, but that door, you said a major change was coming, and a door was going to open that was closed. That door just opened up to me. So I'm now going up back to Canada, and I'm going to train the CFL players up there. Is that not wild? Like, see, to me, I treasure the word of the Lord. And what God speaks, he will bring to pass, but we must cooperate with that word. And so you go through a rough season, don't quit. Don't stop believing God. You face a health issue, don't stop declaring that Jesus still heals today. And he sent his word, Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them. He sends and releases healing words to us. You come up against a hard thing in ministry, don't quit. Don't give up your watch and say, this is not going to happen on my watch. I'm setting myself. What did the prophet say? I'm setting myself to see what the Lord will answer, what he will say to me. But don't quit. Don't stop believing for your family. Even if they're in jail. And it looks like, what about all those words, God? No, you continue to rehearse those words and believe God. What was your name, baby? Vanessa. Vanessa. I see such strength coming into you, and the Lord giving you that strength to just push forward and not be afraid of what's in front of you. For the enemy has come to bring fear at times and to kind of get you to halt and to pull back. And the Lord said, I've not given you a spirit of fear, but I'm actually launching you and pushing you out of that place of comfort, that you would know that I am your God. There was a point a prophet, someone paid a prophet to minister to my son without knowing who he was. So this prophet ministers to my son, doesn't know that it's my son, doesn't know my son, period, at all. But in the word, he starts out by, God says, I have not changed my mind about you. And I just heard that for you. God saying, I have not changed my mind about you. The enemy has tried to trip you up and get you into that place of looking back and having regrets. And God says, I'm taking off of you that assignment against you of regrets. Regrets is a trap of the enemy. It keeps you looking back. But you look out, you look forward, because you've got a bright future. And God is with you, and he will help you, even going forward, to know what the next step is. And you're not going to have to feel like you're all alone. God says, you are never alone, but I'm with you, and I will be your strength. Even when that wind of adversity is so strong against you, God says, I will be the wind in your sails. So Lord, I bless what you're doing in her, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Pastor Margo, he turns mourning into dancing. I saw the beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You have said, I want the divine exchange, and you've gone for it. And God says your latter years will be far greater than anything you've yet walked in, experienced, or known. So Lord, I bless what you're doing in her, in Jesus' name. Gwendolyn, I see you just singing and singing and singing, and it's like the Lord loves it when you sing. He loves when you sing to him. He loves your worship. He loves the fact that you can put everything aside and just come before him. It's kind of like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And remember, Martha, the Bible says, was distracted with much serving. But Jesus said that Mary chose the better part, and it would not be taken away from her. And as you find and make that place. Did you ever watch the movie War Room? Right? What did she do? She made a space. It was like, clear everything out, because she meant business. It's time for you to mean business. And you're going to see the plan of the enemy stopped in the lives of people you love and care about. Lord, I bless her right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Is it Janet? Janet, I saw God just lifting your head up. You work and work and work and work and work and work some more. You work, 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 work. And God says, I want to bring you to a place of rest. Whew. You need rest. You need time just to relax and be refreshed. And God says, I'm going to bring a refreshing to you, and I'm going to create some space just for you and bless you, because God says, you have blessed my heart. You've caught my eye, and I will redeem and restore and renew and refresh you, spirit, soul, and body. It's almost like the enemy came into your home, and he like tried to take from you. But God says, I will give you victory. You stand your watch, and you continue to look out, just like the father looking for the prodigal to come home. God says, I will bring the promises to pass in your life. And you're not always going to have to work so hard. And God is going to lift the load from you. It's like you've had to cover a lot of bases and make sure everybody's taken care of. And I heard God say, enough is enough. Now I'm coming in. It's like, you know, when you talk to God, you got to know who you're talking to. Because he loves to lavish us with his love. But he also knows how to pull out the sword. I think it's Bobby Connor that said, we've become so well acquainted with a God we barely know. God's going to begin to deal with some things in your home and set order for you.